If you've ever been to a Dave & Buster's, you've been to a very large video game arcade that just so happens to serve food and drink, and beer to boot. It's sort of a Chuck E. Cheese for adults. The company was founded by, you guessed it, Dave and Buster. And in addition to being a favorite place for bachelor parties and other gatherings, Dave & Buster's has become a favorite among investors. Shares of the company have more than doubled over the last 5 years, but are down slightly this year. We had an opportunity to visit with Dave and Buster a couple of months back, and we bring you this encore presentation. David Corvo is the president of Dave & Buster's. James Buster Corley is the CEO and COO. Dave & Buster, join us from Dave & Buster's corporate headquarters in Dallas, Texas. Dave, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hello.
Buster, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hi.
Let's start off with Dave, just so we can get to know you guys here. Dave, could you start by telling us a little bit about how this company was founded?
Well, Buster and I have been partners now for over 25 years. We actually met in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I had a place called Slick Willie's, which was a game place, and Buster's had a place called Buster's, which was a nice restaurant. We got together, decided to combine the two, great food with great fun, and opened the first store in Dallas in 1982.
And Buster, I want to ask you, what is the biggest challenge in working so closely together, having your names so closely linked with each other?
Well, I think the advantage for us was that Dave and I started out as business partners, and then became best friends along the way, as opposed to starting out having been friends. And so we had to earn up professionally before we it's an ongoing mutual respect. And I think the key to it's just been recognizing strengths and weaknesses and being perseverant.
Let's talk about the company. Dave & Buster's has three dynamic components: the restaurant, the arcade, and the bar. Now, we're talking to a lot of investors today. What's the most profitable part of your business?
Well, the amusements part, which makes up historically almost half of our business, has the highest gross margin of about 86%.
Mm.
But we also score well on food and beverage at margins of 75%. So it's Dave & Buster's is a unique blend of the restaurant and bar business and the entertainment business, and is made for an enduring concept economically and in its popularity.
With all of his video game arcades, it would seem that Dave & Buster's would be pretty popular with teenagers, and yet your restaurants won't let in unaccompanied minors at night for reasons that I can certainly understand. But are kids a blessing or a curse for Dave & Buster's?
They're a blessing because sooner or later they'll be 21 years old. and we like to pride ourselves on being an adult establishment. You know, we love kids, but they must be accompanied by their parents at all times, and we'd like to make sure that we keep the atmosphere very, very, once again, get back to the casino analogy, keep it very adult, fun, energetic, and children are would spoil it. But the best thing about the 14- or 15-year-old child is sooner or later they'll be 21, and we are definitely their first stop.
Mm. How long will it typically take to make back the cost of a great new game?
Well, a great new game will pay for itself in about 3 months. The average game will pay for itself in about 9 months. And the average lifespan for a game in our midway is between 2 and 3 years.
Hmm. That's very interesting. Well, looking back, how about one decision over the years you wish you had back, something that you've learned from?
I believe that I can think back years ago when we did our first store outside Dallas, our third store, and it was a brand-new building in Houston, a great location, but it only had 400 parking spaces. We opened up, and we learned a lot about the tow truck business. We learned a lot about the valet business and how to bus your customers in from down the street because we didn't have enough parking.
Mm.
That was a lesson learned. And now, of course, we have lots of parking because 400 parking spaces was not even close to being enough.
Mm. I think a lot of us, at least me, for example, looking back on the video arcade of my youth, I was used to very simple box machines, Space Invaders, Galaga, and all the rest. These days, they're much bigger and quite elaborate in some cases. Guys, pitch me on something that you're excited about in 2005. What are the one or two machines that you think are really jazzing Dave & Buster's customers here in this fiscal year?
Well, the hottest game right now is a game called Ghost Squad. and it's basically a shooting game, a very, very elaborate shooting game. And, of course, the driving games have always been a mainstay at Dave & Buster's. You know, nowadays the games are far from where they used to be. You know, most of them move. They're interactive. They sense where your body is. I mean, they've come so far that it's just mind-boggling, and the technology that's coming down the pike will once again make the games more sophisticated, more fun, and more interactive.
Mm. Speaking of the technology coming down the pike, seems like video gaming is really turning into a major entertainment industry these days. Are video games a help to Dave & Buster's? Or if I could do a lot of this stuff at home, is that not good for your business?
Well, when you're at home, it's not the same experience. I mean, yes, the home business creates a lot of customers for us that feels more comfortable when they come to Dave & Buster's to play games. It used to be, if you were an adult especially, you didn't know how to play games, so you weren't comfortable. But now, if you're an adult, or your son or your daughter's got you on a PlayStation, so you have a feel for the saddle, so to speak. But when you come to Dave & Buster's, the experience and the games are beyond what you can get at home. But at least you have the confidence to give it a shot.
Let's move now to the stock market. Do either of you guys invest in the stock market?
Our biggest investment in the stock market is our own stock, I dare say.
Mm-hmm. And true of so many entrepreneurs and so many founders of companies. But overall, let's look outside Dave & Buster's for a sec. Are there any public companies that you admire, whether or not you own shares in them or they operate within or outside your industry? Who out there do you think looks like a good business? I'm not asking for stock recommendations, but I'm asking, who do you admire?
Well, perhaps, you know, I'd pull it down to within our industry, within the entertainment industry, I'd have to say CEC, the Chuck E. Cheese guys, a great company, great management, and consistently pound out great profits.
Mm. That's a good example, and that is a public company.
Well, and it's something we know a little something about.
David Corvo is the president of Dave & Buster's. James Buster Corley is the CEO and COO. Dave and Buster, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.